We did mention also earlier, it's got this real feel about it today, hasn't it, being a public holiday? And certainly if you drive past a lot of the schools, the gates are shut. And I'm just wondering whether it does come under the banner of a curriculum day, or whether they just want to take the four-day long weekend. Carol's a teacher and joins us. Good morning, Carol.
Yeah, it is me. Yeah, Carol here, Tony. I'm furious, hence me not being able to connect brain and mouth. But I'm, you know, party time, you said earlier, kicking back. Yesterday, I was at school for 5 hours doing work and doing reports. And I just think, and if it is a curriculum day, then the teachers have to be there. But, Tony, I just think you have to understand that teachers, yes, but I think our profile, our reputation, you know, we're either treated with suspicion or disdain because we get these, it all hinges on that 12 weeks holiday that we get. Not those midterm holidays, they're used to catch up. I can't think of another industry, and I'll draw breath in a moment, I can't think of another industry where we are scrutinised at so many levels, federally, state, always being fiddled with, the curriculum and the standards and what we have to report to, the administrative requirements. And I'm a relative newcomer at 14 years. I'm amazed at the workload and the extra, because of the pastoral care on primary, that the teachers are willing to take on. You know, I just think...
Yes, but it does seem a bit... But you can understand there being suspicion, Carol, can't
no,
you?
I mean,
it just... Well, hang on,
it just seems
to me, well, let's take a curriculum day on the Monday between the weekend and the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, and I'm part-time, by the way. That's why I'm able to call you this morning, just in case you get someone ringing, someone thinking, you know, oh, I've worked this one out. Yeah, go on. I'm really angry.
Well, yeah, but I, if I was a parent, as I am, working today, as I am, and if my wife was working as well, I'd be angry as well, because suddenly the kids are at home and I don't know why.
Well, isn't there... You don't know why, then ring up the school and ask them.
Well, can I tell you? I will be, Carol. I will be on Wednesday.
And what are you going to say? And is it a state school or a Catholic school?
It's a Catholic school.
Well, but you know from the beginning of the year that it's a curriculum day, don't you?
I know,
don't
but
they
what...
they give you a calendar?
Well, maybe I should read that more. I'm sure my wife read it, right? But what I'm saying, Carol, is that it just seems a little coincidental that you've chosen today to actually have your curriculum day.
Well, I'm at a state school for a start, but I have worked in Catholic. But also it can be practicality, because over the years, what you will find is that independently, families will decide to take the long weekend. So I, you know, going to school today, if I rang a colleague, they would say, look, we've only got a third of the class here.
Yes, I know, but why would that third of the class be there? Because both parents are working. And because those parents would actually expect, if your kids are going to school, they do go to school wherever possible.
Well, what about when you have other... I mean, there's ways and means. Is there before school care? So what are you doing today? What are your kids doing?
Well, I don't know whether that's actually your business, Carol.
I mean, I mean generally, if you're working and your wife's working, you know, you generalise that, you don't have to... Are they being looked after?
Well, she's a 16-year-old, so she doesn't need to be looked after. But, Carol, I'm doing the interview. I'm interviewing you.
Well, I don't see why I can't ask a question either. Why not?
Well, because I think it's personal what my kids are doing today.
No. I didn't ask you to be specific. I'm just saying, are they being... has it been organised? Yes, it has.
Oh, Carol. All
yes,
right.
Yes, it has.
Okay, all right. No worries.
And she's 16.
Yes, but...
So there you go.
No,
you know,
Carol, don't try and twist it. Don't try and twist this, Carol, because it all comes down to the simple fact that you guys, as in teachers, have seen a nice little day there where you can have this curriculum day, in inverted commas, in between a weekend and the Melbourne Cup, and you've got a nice little 4 days off. That's what it all comes down to.
But I ask questions, and now I'm finding out that it's just another opportunity to sink the boot in.
No, Carol, you're asking questions about my kids, and I'm not prepared to discuss with you
not.
About my kids. So thanks
I'm
for the
not.
Call. It's 8:45.